This is a replay of the Thursday night, August 7th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and I'd like to talk to you about it. Yes, and everything else that's on your mind. Plus, we'll play all your requests, too, so I'm ready. But before we get to Laura in Willowbrook, who I asked to call early, and she did, so don't go away, Laura. Eduardo in Tampa, bringing up something that I've been talking about off the air now for a day or so. So, Eduardo, welcome to WGN Radio. What's up?
Yeah, Raleigh, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, so I thought it was just going to be like customer service, you know, somewhere in India, somewhere. Now it's got to be checking at a hotel in Miami. What's going to be next, a drive-thru?
Well, they have drive-thrus, actually. This is interesting to me. La Quinta's taking a lot of heat for this, but this is a franchised location. La Quinta is now owned by Wyndham Hotels, and it's one of their several chains. I was kind of upset when Wyndham bought them, because before, when they were independently owned, I love the fact that they had a 100% pet policy. It didn't matter. You want to bring your dog, they don't care if it's a pony. It's welcome, but not so much anymore under Wyndham. But anyway, as you know, many of these chains are a hybrid model where some of them are company-owned and a lot of them are franchised. Now, the hotel in question that we're going to talk about in Miami is franchised. Now, I tried to find out by who, but that's not readily available. However, you got to realize there's a 60% chance that it's franchised by an Indian concern or person, because 60% of all hotels in the United States are owned by people of Indian origin. And so that not only includes franchised hotels, but independents as well. So we're talking about 60%, all right? So now, why is that interesting? Because here they are, a franchisee in Miami that has decided to outsource check-ins to India. Now, the first thing I thought, well, maybe they're just having their family members back home do it. I don't know. But this all came to light because a guest who was checking in managed to capture the entire process and put it on social media. So you can imagine how people felt about it. And yes, the comments were just priceless. But yeah, it's there are a lot of places where you'll see, I won't say outsourced necessarily, but check-ins at a distance. You know, many times, many medical facilities even now, you go and the check-in, usually it's not India, but it's going to be a central location for maybe 7 or 8 locations, you know, that kind of thing. So a kiosk welcoming you is not totally unusual, but this guy, apparently, who saw this was just aghast. And the way it works, you walk up and there's a kiosk there. And it's interesting because we assume that the doors are unlocked. So, you know, a lot of people who are checking in late kind of wonder about that, too. But nonetheless, you walk in, there's a big kiosk there, and you're greeted by somebody who in this case is in India. And they go through the whole process. How many room keys do you want? You know, what credit card will you be using? You know, swipe it here. That type of a thing. And, you know, sign here, and you just sign online, you know, basically on the kiosk. So it's, I think, off-putting to some people because you wonder, wait a minute, who am I giving my credit card number to? Wait a minute, who's giving me room keys, which are being dispensed? And so you have a lot of people who are talking about this in the last couple of days. But as I say, my interest is, if this is a franchise location, and we know it is, who's the franchisee? By the way, Wyndham had no idea this was going on. So it is not the hotel brand itself doing it. They literally said it, news to us, and they said, we'll be contacting the franchisee. So that's the deal.
Yeah, I mean, because you just like to talk to somebody physically, and, you know, you hate all these robots and AI and outsourcing. It's just not like the old times.
Well, and again, I think there's a security issue in that type of a thing, especially if it's late at night and you walk into the hotel. You want to think there's something there other than a virtual screen, an actual screen and a virtual worker. So, you know, the screen itself prints out your key card, which is interesting. And this is in use in a few places around the world, I think, for the last few years. Europe especially, you see that. But here in the States, I, like I say, what I found interesting was that Wyndham was was aghast that they had no idea that a franchisee was doing this. And then, of course, the things I can't find out yet, but I've been looking, is I can't find out not only who is the franchise, but what is the specific Miami location. Now, what is interesting is it's not the only location. Apparently, there was a video posted about 4 or 5 months ago at a Wyndham Hotel in Bonita Springs where the front desk was outsourced. So if Wyndham doesn't know it, and it seems they don't, they better, you know, maybe check further on their franchisees.
Yeah, and you know, Riley, you know what else I saw? Because speaking of travel here, I went on Switch because I'm maybe inviting a little trip to Europe in like Christmas time. So I go on their Swiss Airs, and the airlines is United Airlines.
Well, you know, we were talking about this last night. I don't have any sympathy for United whatsoever. This is not the first time their integrated software went down. But any company that is as large as United in the business with dealing with the public who is still using a software program that is based upon, I think it was Unix 2200, but Unisys 2200, but Fortran programming languages, no. No, you've had 50 years to get out of this. So, you know, I don't know what to say other than it's the most important piece of software that United has because it integrates all the other software. So whether you're talking about weight and balance or whether you're talking about, you know, what row you want to be in, it's all connected mm-hmm. to this same system. And the fact that it's actually based on Fortran, and I don't care how much of it is, any of it based on Fortran, no, this is unacceptable.
Yeah. Well, time to catch up with the times, United Airlines.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was developed in the 1950s. And certainly, if you were learning, you know, any of the computer courses in school in the 60s or even the early 70s, you would absolutely be learning Fortran, which stands for, I think, a formula translating system. As far as that goes, so that was the deal on that. But it seems that right about now, that they would want to perhaps, you know, modernize. Just a thought.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about mom, because remember I told you Tuesday I was going to tell you about mom.
Yeah, what's going on?
So she's got to carry one of those monitors.
Oh, she
went to the cardiologist.
Okay, a heart monitor.
Yeah, for 30 days.
For 30 days. Okay, usually it's 2 weeks or 30 days. Yep, okay.
Okay. Yeah, and then she's going to be doing an echocardiogram in December.
Okay.
And then she does the follow-up. But, I mean, she takes Metoprolol and Amlodipine, so those are two that are for
blood pressure. Amlodipine, yeah.
Amlodipine, I can't pronounce it.
Amlodipine.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know. But these monitors, they're event monitors is what they are. And it's not unusual. And so what they're looking for is rhythm problems and things that are happening during normal daily activities. And so not at all unusual. And so especially if somebody's dealing with irregular heartbeats or palpitations or whatever, they can look at it and see whether this is totally benign or whether there's something we need to worry about. And then they'll follow it with the stress echo and go from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Common stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for
calling.
I'll keep
you updated on that later on. So
appreciate it.
I'll tell you next week how the Bucks experience went this Saturday.
I'll look forward
to
it.
That's the first game for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
Raleigh.
Good
thank
deal.
You very much.
Thanks. Yeah. So 888-876-5593. Well, we're going to find out about the latest in theater adventures from Laura right after this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, Laura requested it. 1961, there is absolutely no truth to the rumor that I Fall to Pieces was climbing the charts when Patsy Cline did, in fact, do that in the plane crash in early March of 1963. But about a year and a half before that, she was in a really bad car wreck. And while she was in a really bad car wreck, I Fall to Pieces was actually climbing the charts. Hank Cochran and Harlan Howard wrote it, and Owen Bradley produced it. And she actually didn't like Owen Bradley's production of it either. She thought it needed more instrumentation, more country, more of a country feel. But it certainly did well. Not initially, didn't get any airplay. Then they made it a push record, the label, and really, really started to push it on program directors and disc jockeys and stuff like that, and up the country chart it went. But like I say, as it was climbing, almost reaching its zenith, that's when she had that car accident. But no, a year and a half before the plane crash. So we've got Laura in Willowbrook. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Raleigh. Thank goodness I could call early for a change.
I am delighted about
that. Oh, my goodness.
So thank you.
Thank you so much for playing Patsy. I didn't realize about the car wreck. I knew about the plane crash, but I didn't remember the car crash.
Yeah, well, exactly. But regardless, it's a macabre story that you hear a lot of people saying, oh, my God, she's recording I Fall to Pieces, and then the plane falls out of the sky. No, timing is wrong for that.
Yes. Well, a couple of things. I says, well, I'm trying to get into doing more theater. So I says, okay, before I just do a full-fledged play, since I've only done just a 10-minute thing and it's my first time, I'm going to try to get into being an assistant director on a big production.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so So there's the West Suburban Theater Connection. It's an online newsletter, and they tell you what shows are coming up and auditions and that. The only problem is I have to let them know. I don't think they list openings for staff, you know?
Oh, interesting.
Paid or otherwise. So I also know park districts. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of classes for kids. I says they're always needing instructors and people to do shows with kids. So you do the rehearsals for a couple of months, and then kids do a show. And also there's, couldn't you believe this, around the corner from me, there's a Beyond the Stars Performing Arts Academy.
Good. Well, that would be convenient.
I mean, they must need people eventually. So that's where I plan on going and give that a shot.
That's good. Well, you know, if you can make it with kids, the only thing worse would be animals. So I would assume if you did a thing with kids, you can do anything.
That's true. I didn't think of that, Raleigh. Yes. So I'm excited. So I just wanted to let you know.
Good. I think it's a wonderful idea to be number two on a big production. So you get to see someone else, and you can kind of, after it's over, you can kind of see what mistakes you don't want to make.
Exactly.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I'll keep you updated, but in the meantime, thanks again for playing Patsy.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of history. I really like that.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, and we've got another one coming up. Coal Miner's Daughter was your other request.
All right, sounds good, Raleigh. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so yes, and we won't be playing the Sissy Spacek version. We'll go with Loretta, and big hit for her. Not one of my faves, but I like so many things she did. I love the stuff that Shel Silverstein wrote. Yeah, like One's on the Way. Yeah, here in Topeka. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Ruth is in Gurnee, so Ruth, what's up tonight?
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of things, and one of them is for the lady from Willowbrook. I would have wanted so much to go on to the performance of Ghostlight.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair, you get priority seating. And I had a big bouquet sent up at the end of the program, and I would have had a big ghost pick inside of it, and I would have had my flashlight that when you put it on, it's a ghost. And even a mirror that shows up as a ghost when a flashlight is put through it. I'd have been right there, front and center, just so much enthused to have seen her in her debut and the performances that were going on. I really would have gone if it had not been too much transportation with Metro trains and buses and all those kinds of things and a long ride back. But
well, it sounds
that I was wishing for her.
You just did, and it sounds like there will be many more to come, so hopefully something will be close to you in the future.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yes.
If I get to make it another year, and my prediction from 1995 was only 1 year left, if I make it through this 1 year, I'm going to be really grateful and thankful.
Mm.
Now, one other thing besides my original intent on calling was the lady who called up at 91 years old, Janine.
Yeah.
From Dalton.
Yeah,
okay.
Jean. Uh-huh.
I want to say something to her. Her courage in being in the medical status that she was in and then deciding at her age and at that point that she had something to live for. And she hadn't listened to you. I mean, she had listened to you, but she had never called you in.
Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. We'll continue this right after the news, right here on WGN Radio.
He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines. All day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in mommy's understanding way.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and of course that's Loretta Lynn, probably her, well, not probably, it is her signature song, and it's also autobiographical. She wrote it. And she wrote the music as well. She did both in 1969. And originally it had 10 verses. And Owen Bradley, who produced it, said, there's already been one El Paso, Loretta. You got to get rid of some of that. And so 4 verses went away. And I heard where she was later interviewed many years later, where she said, I cried the whole time. And worse than that, I didn't save them. And she said, I just don't know what they were. And so, yeah, hard notes. But she said, yeah, it's autobiographical, but it doesn't tell even half the story. If it told the whole story, no one would believe it anyway. Yeah, so there you have it. But a huge record for her, both single and album. All right, so we're talking with Ruth, and Ruth is in Gurnee, so we'll pick it up right there, Ruth. Are you still with us? No, we lost Ruth? All right. Maybe she didn't realize she was... Well, this is my fault. Wait a minute. Ruth is probably talking. This is complete... In fact, I'd almost guarantee it. This is completely my fault. Now, let's try it again. All right, Ruth, are you there?
Yes, thank you. I don't talk that much, Raleigh, but Janine. So, I was so impressed with this lady, and I wonder if she possibly can ever comprehend how much someone else out there who's had, you know, medical things and nursing homes and hospitals and all that kind of thing. Here's somebody with her and what she did and her story. I mean, she just went right to the front of the line with encouragement for anyone else out there to be courageous and to do all the things that are recommended, you know. And she was listening to you for months. Now, I requested a mass at St. Raphael the Archangel for WGN blind listeners, and they put in WGN listeners. And, of course, I was not happy with my not getting what I wanted done specifically. Little did I know that somebody 91 years old would go and have surgery. So what high school did she go to, and was she a member of St. Jude in Dalton? In other words, she went through with surgery, flying colors. And what kind of surgery did she have? I was curious for that. But God bless her family, and the reason why she was doing the fight is she wanted to see her grandchild get something strong to live for.
Absolutely.
It meant that much. She had to be the one that was the one that was holding it all together, because she had the courage, and she believed in herself at that age to do that. And this is miraculous when people have that kind of fight and believe and faith, and they have a reason for it, and just God bless her family. So now, next thing, robots. I just have to make a comment about the robots, and maybe I'll do my intent on why I called on another day. But this is what I have done with the robots, the artificial, whatever they want to consider it to be. I tell them that you're broken. I can tell when it's not just a recording. I know what the difference is immediately. You don't exist. I go to the healthcare agency that sends that on the phone. I want a trip to Ireland. Can you make reservations? Is your refrigerator running? Go catch it. I mean, I come up with all these things to tell this computer, like as if I can put them out of business and out of commission. I mean, you would be laughing at some of the things that I tell them, and then I hang up on them. I won't talk to them. I don't want any part of them. So that was the thing they had to contribute. And number one, I've really refrained from, avoid doing medical conditions, excuse me, on the radio, where it is repeated, and then negative energy that might be in the news reports. I really refrained from doing so. Janine, she really won.
All right.
The top of the prize.
Well, good deal.
She listened to you, and then she went and had her surgery. She didn't talk about it before she had it.
All right.
That is the real success point, is to not talk about a medical condition until it's passed over.
All right.
All right. God bless you.
Thanks,
thank
Ruth.
You.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. Well, there you go. Yes, and Jeannie, I think, was there, actually. And her daughter, Elizabeth, will notify us when the grandchild is born, which is expected to be in December. So hopefully Jeannie is doing just great. Sounds like it. She sounded like $1 million. All right, so what I've been trying to find out, I've been seeing all these articles about the WNBA and the sex toys that are being thrown, and green sex toys, and I've been trying to figure out what exactly they are, and I don't know. Maybe somewhere there's pictures, but probably better that I just don't see them. But now, the latest is that apparently the sex toy incidents were started by a cryptocurrency group planning more pranks. And so apparently they're taking responsibility for this. From Atlanta to Los Angeles, no arena has been safe from neon green objects whizzing from the stands through the air onto WNBA courts. All right. Well, I'd say, yeah, right. I guess I gotta look for some video report of this to find out exactly what these green. I can only imagine. But nonetheless, one of the latest was the Indiana Fever at the Los Angeles Sparks at Crypto.com Arena in L.A. But also New York Liberty, Phoenix Mercury, a couple Atlanta Dreams, and Chicago Sky. And you've got a couple people who've been arrested for throwing multiple objects. And, of course, the coaches and the teams and the WNBA is not pleased, obviously, saying it's ridiculous, it's dumb, it's stupid, it's also dangerous. Player safety is number one. It's really stupid. So apparently this crypto group said they were not intending in any way to, create, well, I won't say they weren't intending to create havoc, because the hell they weren't, but they weren't intending to create injury. And so they described the crypto launched items as the green dildo coin. Oh, very nice. And they said that they're there not to promote cryptocurrencies, but in fact to describe the toxic environment in the crypto world. And so I can't imagine it myself, but obviously cryptocurrencies clearly have their own issues, to say the least. And obviously you've got a lot of liability when it comes to hacking, and we've read all about that, and scamming and all of that stuff. So they supposedly are protesting that by throwing green colored dildos. That's just lovely. Like I say, still want to see these things. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And he said, not our intention to harm anyone. And everybody in our community has been advised to only throw green items if there's a level of personal comfort and the objects can land without hitting someone. Yeah, right. You can predict the future, too. All right. So if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And another one of your requests is coming up on WGN Radio.
That make you go, I was in the crib, sitting by the fireplace, drinking cocoa on the bearskin rug. Doorbell rang, who could it be? Thought to myself, then started to shrug. Got to the door, ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Fly as can be, tight dress and all. She knew that I was faithful and really didn't have the goal. I tried to chill, she made the move. Now I know my girlfriend wouldn't approve. I didn't realize my girl was setting me up. Yo, my girlfriend didn't trust me, no. Yup, but she lost control. Well, I wouldn't take the bait. I said, chill, baby, baby, chill, baby, baby, wait. My girl bust in the corners, creating the boom. She said, girlfriend, things that make you go. Things that make you go.
Things that make you go. example of how another brother can trample, ruin your life, sleep with your wife, watch your behind. There was a friend of mine named Jay, would come over late at night to say, hey, I watched your fight, I thought it was alright, cause me and Jay, we were really, really tight, so damn close, we're the same blood type. Months went by and my wife got big, we were having a child and I got another kid, so I let Jay move in the crib and chill, he had his own room and helped pay the bills. The time had come for baby dogs to see, it looked like Jay and I couldn't believe, before my eyes in the delivery room.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Fran wanted to hear that. One of my favorites, actually, CNC Music Factory, 1991, Things That Make You Go, And when you're doing a political talk show, you can use a drop of that more often than you'd imagine. Yes, Things That Make You Go, Got a whole list. All right, so I just looked up the WNBA green sex toy, and it's what I would expect. I didn't see any copy on exactly what it's made of. It did hit one player in the leg. But, yeah, I would say that overall this is a fail for the group that is, in fact, spreading the love or lack of same. And it had nothing to do, by the way, from what I can tell, because it was the Women's Basketball Association. I mean, I don't know why they picked it, but I don't think in any way it was misogynistic. It was just stupid. And still going on somewhat, although there have been a few arrests. Anita in Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, I guess you've seen it.
Oh yes, I've now seen it, and it's as you'd expect.
Yeah.
The only thing it doesn't do is vibrate.
Exactly. I was going to say it's a green dildo. I looked it up.
Yep.
If you want to know what article I looked at, I can give it to you. And it's a green dildo, and it's like, okay, there it is. Doesn't seem appropriate.
No, it's a
yeah,
very, very poor choice of a venue, too, when you think about it that way. I mean, that was ill thought, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I don't really get the connection of protesting cryptocurrency. But they say they have much more planned that will be more tasteful in the future. I can't wait to see this.
Oh, I would hope so, because I didn't quite understand it myself. I'm sitting there thinking, why would you use a dildo to to advertise your cryptocurrency thing?
Yeah, and they're not promoting currency. They're actually a group against it, which is pretty weird too. I think they don't like the fact that the whole thing is controlled by a handful of people or what have you. But whatever, regardless, yeah, I don't know how you make that connection either. The first thing I thought was, oh, better living through chemistry. I wonder exactly what kind of drugs they're using. Because it doesn't seem like something that a sober person would in fact come up with. So yeah,
exactly. But it just doesn't. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, this is just the oddest thing to throw. I don't see it. Why a dildo?
Well,
you like make it a coin or something? Fine, make it look like a green coin.
Right. Well, apparently they launched some type of a coin that they're calling the Green Dildo Coin. Exactly why? What I assume on some level, and I haven't found it yet, but that dildo is an acronym, like it stands for something, and I don't know. But neon green, and now they're coming out admitting that they're doing it, but nobody, to my satisfaction, and obviously not yours either, has come up with any way to tie this in that made any sense.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, so now what I've got to do, if they say they launched a green dildo coin, so now I've got to look for the green dildo coin. Yeah, maybe, exactly why they would want to do that, I don't know. But all I'm seeing is, of course, many varieties of green dildos, including the green monster dildo, which has nothing to do with anything, by the way. But, apparently there is a green dildo coin, and there's a price chart.
Uh-huh.
All right, how about this?
Okay.
There is a price chart. You can buy and sell on Phantom. You know, now the nice thing is it is with cryptocurrency, you're never actually having to hold these things or probably even see them. So I guess that is, I guess it ties into a coin that they have released. Now, why they called it, and I'll have to find out, why did they call it that? I don't know. Obviously, I'm not in the know on things like this.
I'm totally not myself either. I have to agree with them, though. I'm not on the side of cryptocurrency.
I'm not comfortable with it on any level. Yeah. You know, one day maybe. I mean, I understand the theory and the idea that you're not tied into something like a Federal Reserve or currency. I get that. I understand the theory. But I think when we hear horror after horror of online hacking, including some of the cryptocurrency, you know, computers themselves, I can't imagine how much faith in the universe you have to do this.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No.
Unless you're backed by the, you know, what is it, the FDIC?
Well, and, you know, even that, remember, the FDIC will not make you whole if there's any type of a breach. All the FDIC will do is partially make you whole, and I'll say why I said partially in a minute, but if the bank fails, FDIC is all about bank failure. But, you know, all these people willy-nilly are doing things online, doing things with their phones and their debit cards, and they don't realize the only protection they have is the goodwill of the bank. It's not like credit cards where there are federal laws protecting you. Nothing protects you on a debit card except the bank's goodwill.
True.
So that's scary as hell to me. So, you know...
Yeah, the crypto thing just seems... to me, kind of
sketchy.
I don't know,
sketchy. Yes.
Kind of, shady. It just seems shady to me.
Well,
like somebody's just trying to get your money, and they can take it at any moment, and you're lost. It's just,
it's a scam.
Well, it's just a scam.
You know, it's another form of legalized gambling, and the House rules, obviously. But I'm not saying that down the road, long after you and I are off terra firma, that this won't make sense. But right now, we are in such infancy when it comes to anything online that it's just not secure enough for my tastes.
I agree with you. I feel the same way.
Yeah, so...
I'm okay at this point. And some people will disagree that I'm okay getting rid of money and going to a card system or whatever.
Well, effectively,
without dollars and change and stuff. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and that's a whole other discussion, but which I won't have. But here's the deal: right now, effectively, that's happened. You know, banks aren't sitting there with your deposits in cash anywhere. You get your statement every month; it's absolutely electronic. So it's happened.
I don't really care. I don't carry more than $5 in my wallet at any given time, and I haven't for years.
Well,
I do electronic banking. I use my bank card that is secure. It says Visa on it.
Yeah, you're braver than me. I don't use anything that resembles debit cards.
Tied to my bank account if I have problems. Yep. I just call my bank account and it's taken care of. And
you're braver than
so
me.
I do everything through that.
All right. Well, good luck on that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've never had, you know, knock on wood, but I've never had any trouble with it.
Well, good.
And my bank, if there's something, I know one night I did make a transaction that was out of the ordinary for me, and I did get a call from the bank that said, did you do this?
Because
this is not in keeping with your purchasing habits.
Yeah, good.
I was like, amen.
absolutely. All right, good deal. Well, thanks for calling, Anita. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because you had said I want to see what that is, and I was
Now I have. Yeah, you can't unsee it.
No,
the only thing it doesn't have is batteries. All right, thanks.
Exactly.
Appreciate it. All right. So
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't.
Give them time. Thanks. All right, so... 888-876-5593. And I don't know if I did what I was supposed to do or not. Maybe I did. And if that's the case, I guess I can just prattle on here for another 40 seconds. Or Brent would have done the right thing and just cut me off. But we'll get to Fran and Austin next hour. Plenty of room for you as well. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And more Fran's requests and your requests, too, are coming up. So 888-876-5593. And yes, we are still in Mercury retrograde. And yes, this weekend, a lot of things happening, including on the 11th. It's officially over. But the shadow of the retrograde extends through, I think it's about the 25th or 23rd or so. So that's the deal there. And a full moon coming up, which we'll talk about. And we'll also give you information on the new moon and everything else that means absolutely nothing to you right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Holland Dozier Holland wrote and produced it. The Supremes sang it. And some people say, you know, that's the third single they released on Motown. That's technically true, but before that they had two on Tamla. That's right. I Want a Guy, 1961, and Buttered Popcorn, also 1961. And then in 62, they went to, they switched to the Motown imprint. And that was the third one, and probably the first one that was reasonably big. I don't think there was anything before that. But I'd have to check the charts to know for sure. Fran is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thank you for playing my request. And thank you to Isaac for coming up with
yes.
that.
Yes, bless him. I would have hate to have been thinking last night about that. Eventually, I'd have come up with it, but it would have been wasted hours.
I was kind of, it sounded kind of like the Supremes to me, but I'm not usually a big Supremes fan. So, but I really like that particular. I guess what it is I like early Supremes stuff, maybe. That's what it is.
Yeah, I can understand that. And there were actually some after Diana Ross departed. Like, I liked Floyd Joy. I'm not sure why.
That's a good song. I like that too.
Yeah, so that's late Supremes, if you will.
Yeah, oh yeah. But I just, you know, I always, my opinion, I think they were kind of overrated, so...
Well, the,
I agree with Isaac's grandmother.
I do too. And the sad thing, of course, is that it really did affect the Marvelettes. And I thought, as far as girl groups go, that was it didn't get better than the Marvelettes.
No, oh, they're my favorites.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about that before.
Yeah,
you know, we. But anyway, all that aside, I'm calling. Well, first of all. The thing with the green dildos, I think I know what they're trying to signify, and I don't know if I can say it on the air.
Okay, so it's not the coin that they call the green dildo, it's something else?
I think it's basically wanting to say that you are being, let's see how I put this tonight, screwed.
Oh, okay.
If you, you know.
Oh, you know, that's interesting. Yeah, if you invest in cryptocurrencies, this is what will become of you. All right.
Right. So
that's interesting.
That's, I think, what it's supposed to you know, what it's supposed to signify. At least that's what I put
yeah,
together.
No, that works for me.
Yeah.
They should have picked something other than the WNBA, though. They really should have.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
But, you know, another one of those things that make you go,
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
But I'm calling about, because earlier you were talking about these, you know, kiosks to do various things. And, you know, it's interesting because in so many ways, technology has made things better, you know, for those of us who are blind or visually impaired. But in so many other ways, it's made it worse.
Yeah.
One of my pet peeves is these damn patient portals.
Oh, yeah.
I hate them, and I'm having some health problems, and I keep getting these things saying, you have a letter in my chart.
Right.
You have a message in my chart.
Right.
You have this in my... And I told them, when I first started going to this new doctor, I said, I really, you know, sometimes I can do it and sometimes I can't. I really have problems, you know, with these patient portals and with my cart, you know, my chart is, you know, is there any way around that? And she just kind of said, I understand, which basically is saying nothing. Okay, she understands, but I'm still getting... And then I had somebody sighted come over and try to help me set up my chart. And they set it up in a way that I can log in with my fingerprint. But every time I go on it and try to read the letter, it says there's something wrong with the server. And it's also saying that I need to verify my email address.
Right.
And they're going to send me a code. And every time I hit the thing to send me a code, which is also difficult because I have to go to messages, then memorize the code, then go back
right.
into my chart and put it in. And, you know, a lot of the things that they're sending me, I can't read them. And even if I can read my test results, they don't make any sense.
Okay. Your first mistake, by the way, was saying you could ever do it. I would have basically said, there's no way I can ever do this. You cannot communicate with me this way. It's not accessible. Now, that said, most hospitals and probably big medical providers all have some type of accessibility statement somewhere on their website. Look for that and hold them to it. You know.
Yeah, because, you know, unfortunately, she said, well, can you access it at all? And
no.
I,
yeah, the answer
too,
is
you know,
no. Like, no, I can't. I cannot access it at all. Now, by the way, Canada is really after my chart as far as that goes. What they want is alternative formats and descriptions that can be understood through other senses, hearing or touch, for instance.
Right.
Yeah, providing text alternatives, alt text, all that, you know, and it's not only for people who can't see the screen at all. Many of these things, if you're colorblind, you're SOL. So there's all sorts of problems, and they're not accessible. So, and it's not just there's many of them like that, you know, and my chart's pretty ubiquitous, but Elation is another one that a lot of people use. And of course, the doctors love using it because it's a way to keep the medical records in HIPAA compliance with privacy. What a joke, but nonetheless, you know,
yeah.
So it's they're using it all the time. It's shorthand for them, but no, I would say no. And I'd actually correct your mistake by saying, you know, I tried, but the reality is I cannot see this at all, and I do not have anyone to help me.
Well, that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to call the clinic. I want to know what this letter says. I've had it in there for a couple of weeks.
Right.
I've got some health concerns that I want to know more about. You know, and when, you know, what, because usually it just says you have a notification. This is saying I have
right.
a letter.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, different things say different, you know, a message, a letter or whatever. Yeah, there's a ton of them that'll say things. But the bottom line is that this is not usable for you, period. And I just wouldn't
right.
I just wouldn't accept it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them that tomorrow, you know, to say, oh, they also have a thing. If I want to, I can specify somebody, a family member.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to do that.
Right.
My medical stuff is private.
Well, and that's what you say. And if you have to, use the H word. Just say, the reason there is a HIPAA is to protect my privacy. You're asking me to invade it, and I'm not willing to do it.
Okay, good idea. But yeah, tomorrow I'm not going to be wishy-washy about
no.
I cannot use
right.
this.
Yes, and I will not be able to use it in the future. I tried because you wanted me to try. I tried. I cannot. Flat out cannot.
Right.
I am blind, and you need to have some accessibility for me.
Right. They did call me about one thing, and I thought, oh, good, this clinic's going to call because it's a new
yeah.
primary that I'm seeing, and... you know, all this stuff. And so I thought, oh, good, they're going to call me about things. But they, you know, just called me about that one thing. And they need to either email me or call me or something.
Right.
I don't know what.
Yeah, and they will be unwilling to send things through email because they consider it inherently not safe in terms of privacy. It's pain in the ass. I don't have a problem with it, but what I'm saying is that they're not going to bend on that. I wish they would, but they won't. So
what can they do?
They can mail it to you. USPS. Put it in the mail.
Okay, but then I have to get it read, so I'm
yeah.
still in the same.
Well, no, other than, the, I mean, the yeah, same. Well, that's going to be that way, unfortunately. I mean,
yeah.
You certainly can call and ask them over the phone to read it to you. Whether they will or not will probably vary location to location, you know, person to person. But the bottom line is this is a huge problem. You're absolutely not alone. And as far as I know, nobody is doing much about this.
And then, you know, on top of that, there are all these places with these kiosks that don't have speech.
Right. I agree with you. You know, and it's just like a lot of this is a bother for me too because I don't use cell phones. I don't see them well, and I don't screw with them. Period. That's all. I don't have one, and I won't have one. But yet, you know, I'll be online, and it'll say, you know, check for the 4-digit code sent to you. Well, you can send me all the codes you want, but it's not a cell phone, so I'm not going to get an SMS message. So, yeah,
right.
I can't tell you what a frustration that is. You know, it almost makes me want to break down and buy a cell phone just for this. But I don't like them. So,
no.
You know, that's all there is to it. I want to continue to be a fossil. Leave me alone.
Know.
But, no, I hit that almost every day. And of course, what I really am incensed with is, you know, you go to the grocery store and they've already conditioned you with your fantastic plastic, you know, those supermarket cards. But now you get the digital discount on top of it if you have the app. Well, I'm sorry,
right.
I don't have the app. Exactly what do you want me to put the app on? You don't have one for a laptop. You've only got it for Android
right.
or iOS. Yes.
And even if you have Android and iOS, the apps are not always accessible.
Well, of course they're not. But, I mean, the fact that I have to have one just really ticks me off, you know.
Well, you know, even though I have a cell phone, I will not use the apps. And do you want to use the app? No.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, man.
You know,
yeah.
I pretty much say the same thing that you said the other
night.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yes. In a very mean sounding voice too, hoping they're recording.
Exactly.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't like to use the blindness card for things. I like to try to do things. You know, and I can do a lot of things on my phone now that. You know, like it giveth and taketh away. I can read the labels on my, you know, cans and my frozen dinner boxes, and I can at least read enough of my mail to understand who it's from and whether I need to get my reader to read it or whether I can throw it away. You know, so I can't read a lot of times. I can't read the actual letter. Sometimes I can, but I get a lot of gibberish.
Right.
But they're making, you know, and these glasses, and there's just so many things that are helpful, but at the same time, I feel like some of this stuff is taking away what independence
it is. It absolutely is.
I had before.
It absolutely is, and it's doing it without even a thought about it, which is some of the worst part. It isn't even in their mind that this could be a problem for somebody. And especially with medical things, that's dangerous as hell. But none of them of which I'm aware, whether it's Elation or MyChart or any of the others, are accessible. They're just not.
I told Gary I want to start my own clinic and call it the Luddite Clinic.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. I like it. Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, where you actually have to call the patient to tell them their test results and, you know, and of course Gary's right. He said, it'll never fly. And I said, I know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But I mean, there are people besides me. There's a lot of, you know, older people. But I'm not saying that older people can't use technology, but there are a lot of people who are just afraid of it or flummoxed by it. And so I know it's not just me that can't use these things.
No, it's not.
And so they need to have some other way to communicate with.
I agree.
You know, because I thought, well, okay, if I have a sighted person set it up for me, maybe I can do it. And, you know, because as I say, I try not to use the blind card unless I have to. And if I have to, I'm more than willing to do it. But, you know, I try to do things as best I can without doing that.
But yeah, no, I'd like to see a group, whether, you know, it's a Federation for the Blind or whatever, a group go after Epic. Epic are the people who have my chart, among other things.
I know that the NFB was trying, I think it was the NFB, was trying to do something with McDonald's about making their kiosks speech.
Well, I wish they'd do something.
As far as I know.
Then they don't get anywhere with it. But on something that it is, you know, as important to your well-being as, you know, having online medical records be accessible to you, somebody should make an example out of these people.
Yeah, I wish I knew who, you know, because the two organizations, in my opinion, spend more time saying that they're not the other organization. You know, it's just like politics. It's just like, you know, the Dems and the Republicans. I'm not getting political here, but
no, absolutely,
it's just kind of the same kind of thing.
Right.
We're not them. We're not them.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
they have very, very, very different philosophies, and I agree with some of one, and I agree with some of the other. Kind of just like politics.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a horrible situation, and you know, the whole medical online medical records crap. You know, I had a great doctor for a while. I finally stopped using him largely because when I'd go, all he'd be doing is dictating to his computer. He didn't even look at me. You know, just writing for the record. No, not for the record. Me, the one with the organs. Yeah.
Right.
So,
and the problem with me is I've got a lot of different weird symptoms
that don't
connect.
Well, and they, yeah, and anything
so
odd.
They
yeah,
can
right.
only deal, yeah, right. they can only deal with one thing at a time. And I'm saying, well, maybe this is causing this and da-da-da, you know. But, I mean, I've had to go to the ER at least 3 times now, and I don't want to go to the ER.
No, of course not.
You know.
Of course not.
And I've, you know, had a lot of anxiety about a lot of these things, you know, because I did have the heart attack and,
sure,
you know, and there's, you know, some other stuff going on, but that I don't really understand. But, you know, I want to be able to see whatever these things are, and I can't. You know, I can't. For one thing, I don't know why it just keeps saying the server's down. But I don't think, I mean, it's been down for about 2 or 3 weeks. I think it's something to do with something that I did, but I don't want to try to re-log in and try to fix it. I need somebody to help me fix it. And I don't have a lot of sighted help. I envy people who have family who will drive them places. And, you know, I mean, I know I don't like to depend on my friends, but I've had to a little bit more recently. And I've only basically got 2 friends that can help me out when they can, and they're very honest about. They'll tell me when they can't help me.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Okay. Don't go away. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right there. We'll also tell you who Judy Faulkner is. Maybe I've got an address. All right, coming up on WGN Radio. Soulsville, USA, 6345789. And that actually was Steve Cropper and Eddie Floyd who wrote that. And Wilson Pickett came on down to Memphis, and the rest is history. In fact, they met at the Lorraine Motel. Yeah, there's trivia for you. And Soulsville, USA, by the way, is the neighborhood around East Macklemore where Stax is. Okay, so back to Fran. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Sorry about that. All right, so...
Thank you. Thank you for playing that request, too.
my pleasure. Epic is still outside of Madison, Wisconsin. They're right there. And somebody, you know, you'd think that good old Madison, politically correct Madison, would pretty much be upset with a company that is this huge and is not accessible. But I think somebody ought to put them on their radar, make it a situation, because literally they control most of the healthcare reporting. Obviously they're not delivering it, but as far as electronic,
right. And everywhere I go, when I went to the emergency room, you know, St. David's Hospital is, you know, join our patient portal.
Right. Right.
You know, oh God, every time I go, you know, if I'm on hold, you know, waiting to talk to somebody, it's simple and easy. You can, which always cracks me up. Why do they say simple and easy? Doesn't simple mean easy?
they're both simple and easy. Yes, indeed. All right. So
always cracks me up when the commercials do that. You know, it's simple and easy.
Yeah. Next time somebody says that to you, say, do me a favor, blindfold yourself and try to use it.
Yeah, try to exactly, but you know they all have them, and I was like, is there any clinic that doesn't do this? No.
No, they all use one or the other, and the reason that Epic is so pervasive is that's what the medical students train on. It's pretty much everywhere. So like, you know, 90% of the graduating doctors or nurses or all that, they're all trained on my chart. But again, Alation Passport is another system that's out there. That was the Fongs. They were originally from Canada, but, they're no more user-friendly. Trust me.
Oh boy. Yeah. I know some blind people that say, well, that's pretty easy. Well, you know, they're much more techie than I am, I guess.
The bottom line is it isn't working for you, and they have to do something that will make it work for you.
Right. I'm not sure what that would be, but, you know.
Well, like you said, conversing by...
I certainly don't want to have a family member.
No, and you can tell them that, too. No, the reason there is is HIPAA for my protection. You are not going to force me to violate my protection to use something for your convenience. You know,
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, I'd say that. And, say, fine, assign somebody there who can call me with the information.
Right. And I'm going to try to get him to read me that letter because I've been really concerned about what that is.
Yeah, and tell him that. Tell him that, too. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, tell him your next call is Channel 7. You know.
There we go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they probably do have a consumer advocate who might love this story.
Right. I mean, sometimes I got to get rid of this. I got my friend of mine says, Fran, the problem with you is you have a nice girl complex.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought, what?
Yeah.
You're always trying to, you know, sometimes you just have to. And I get pushed to a certain point, and nice girl complex goes out the window.
Right. And then they're so surprised that you were screaming Mimi after 4 months of putting up with it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Get a high-level dose of bitch in this.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, let me know how it comes out. I want to know.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Okay, bye.
All right.
Yeah, like I said, it's in Dane County. It's outside of Madison. And it's Judy Faulkner is the one who came up with it. And it's surprising to me, being that it's in Madison, that somebody didn't sit on them about accessibility long before this. Don and Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing? I'm up late. I listened to you and Fran. Wow, it really, that's something else.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that I'm up. Because of a lot of cancellations, like Marsha Ball was supposed to play the first of four shows all around the area tonight. So she canceled, and New Glarus. Some of my friends went anyway, and then I skipped hockey, which is really rare because I love doing that most nights. And I'm just up late doing some of my environmental engineering stuff that I do for my job.
Okay. Well, I've got Marsha Ball up next for you, by the way. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet.
You'll have to let me know what you think of it if you haven't heard Foreclosure on the House of Love.
Okay. I've been literally listening to a lot of her albums. I really like discovering her at a big festival about a month ago.
Okay.
Well, my system that I go to my doctor switched over from my chart to LiveWell. So I'm on the LiveWell system, but, you know, nothing that you can't find on the internet, everyone, but, you know, you want an ease of the information system that has security and that your doctor and you can interact with and stuff. But, you know, well, these guys got in so much trouble with strong arm tactics and lawsuits all over the place.
Really?
Verona is really... like epic. It's like everybody there for 10-15 years, this has gotten gigantic, this suburb of Madison, and it's all epic. And this is very funny. This is something funny to add. They're in the news now because of the dating scene in Madison is huge. You know, it's a big giant capital, big giant college town. You know, I'm a huge Badger fan. But they found through this like recent article that you're finding the dating single scene in Madison is now either college kids or epic employees. And they don't really like it.
That's funny.
It's all you're finding, like your boss, your coworker, when you're going out for a drink on the side, you know, you're like, oh my goodness. So it's just kind of funny that Epic has really ruled the roost in the area. And I don't know, that's my two cents about it.
Well, they are huge, no doubt about it. I think they got like well over 1,500 acres there. And you're right, Verona is just a suburb of Madison, and there's nothing else going on. But, you know, for all they claim they do and all that, all their PR outreaches, somebody really should hold their feet to the fire about the fact that they're fully inaccessible if you're blind.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's so great that your listeners point out all these things that we have and as obstacles to these poor folks that we have in life that are listening in and have these struggles. Yeah.
Yeah, and I assume that, that Live Well is probably probably no better with that. You know, they market that of being payer flexible and all that kind of stuff. And they're backed by a private equity group now, but I think they're still out of St. Louis.
Can I make a comment about just going to the doctor in general? You know, I go to a place in Illinois. I go to a place in Aurora that's had a lot of different names everybody uses. And they all go. I use different buildings, and I go see my doctor once a year. I go to another doctor once a year, let's say. And they say, at all these desks, these kiosks, they're like, oh, we all just want to help you. We're going to help you check in. What can I do? You know, they bend over backwards. I said, well, I just want you to take a, you know, I just want you know, they use a Xerox machine. I go, just put this on the Xerox machine because they want my my ID card, my medical card, right? But for whatever reason, I don't have my card. I have a picture of it. So I have a picture of the front and back. And they just, no matter where I go, what day it is, I just throw up their hands. They're, oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, no, you're crazy. Like, you're asking them
to park
a six-speed car for the first time.
You're, right. Well, you know why. You know why. Yeah. They've got that little machine where they just put that fantastic plastic in there. It reads both sides. And so here you are giving them the information, and they would have to enter with some keystrokes. Well, my God, that's the Antichrist.
Exactly. And they like, oh, we can't handle a personal phone, a phone like that. We can't handle your phone. Well, it's just a second. You just got to go over there and take a photo of it on the Xerox machine, you know, and your copier, and put it in my system. You said you wanted to help me, that you could really help me with this. I'm really in a hurry and I can't do this. And I'm like, oh, no. You got to go down this rabbit hole, get the Live Well app, and then do it yourself. And I've had like five different people tell me this. And it's just so many struggles and all the stupid things that we have to do to get our foot in the door with our doctor's office. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw in. That's my latest one that I've been doing with Live Well.
You know, I hate to say it because it's patently unfair, but it does come down to the almighty dollar. And if you're dealing with doctors who are taking insurance, they have less than 10 minutes to spend with you before they get on to the next patient, and on it goes. Right. The answer is concierge medicine, period. But for most people, that's not affordable. And it does range,
right.
You know, range from a couple thousand dollars a year to over $10,000 a year, depending on who you're seeing and what the deal is. But, man, once you find a good concierge physician, your life gets immeasurably better, but you'll pay for it.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah. I consider it money well spent. But when it comes down to a choice between eating or not, you know, people in that situation, you just can't do it. And I understand that. But I'd be lost without concierge medicine.
I just love the music all week and listening all week. I've been listening in, and the country classics that you've been playing tonight, like, wow. There's some great stuff, as usual.
Well, you'll have to tell me what you think about the Marsha ball I picked out for you.
Yeah, all we'll talk about that some other time. Okay,
good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much. All right, bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Now we'll get to Jeffrey in Portland here in a moment, and we've got James on the south side, Donna in Oak Lawn, and Chris. Chris is in Greenville, South Carolina, of course. So all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Like a poor little
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and there you have it. Yeah, foreclosing on A House of Love, Marcia Ball, 2003, and that was on one of her albums, and that was on Alligator, as far as that goes. But yeah, she's born in Orange, Texas, but raised in Louisiana, Vinton, I think. So there you have it, and a fine, fine song all the way around. Now, I hope that Don liked it. And if he didn't, well, that's all right, because I did. All right, Jeffrey in Portland, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. One thing I do when I'm traveling, when I don't have my cell phone with me or anything, I usually use, like, the White House switchboard. That usually gets me a discount.
How does that work?
Well, like, for example, I went to PubX, which is based in southeastern United States, put out the switchboard as the number, and that got me the discount.
Oh, yeah, no, you can,
a lot of people,
you can do that. That's not the problem. Now, what they're doing, you have to have these damn apps, and you got to have the QR code. They won't just accept the phone number. That gets you a partial discount. But for the full discount, you got to go the full money.
Well, for example, typically, if you have the ad, you'll sort of say, oh, I couldn't get the app to work, and then that will usually, then they'll do is they'll, I've done this at Safeway all the time, and those do is, because the cashiers know me well enough, those dudes give me the discount on all the different things. You're pointing out to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to do is protect your privacy, and that's what I did, and also that's what I did in D.C. or something, what was it, earlier this year at a grocery store, just put the White House switchboard phone number, and then these winner, like, so what? That's in the system, but, like,
yeah.
So then the guy just goes in there, puts in their own number,
right?
And I got the discount that way.
That works. That absolutely. I'll have to be more aggressive then.
So I mean, now you might get somebody who, for example, gets a little upset, like, "Oh, we go follow the rules and do that stuff," and like, well, because I got called out on it, like, "Well, I couldn't get the app to work." They said, "Well, can you show your cell phone?" It's like, so I have my cell phone on me. It's why the guys after told the guys, like, I forgot my car.
Right.
So, I mean, but sometimes you may get stuck with the full amount also. But
yeah, but it's worth a try. Well, I guess I'll be more creative in the future.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All appreciate right. it. Okay, bye.
All right.
Yeah,
bye.
The good old days when you just had to enter a phone number. And yes, the White House switchboard will do. Most any phone number will do as far as that goes. So 888-876-5593. James is on the south side. All right, James.
How are you?
All right.
Okay. Okay. The one song I wanted to put on there, Only You.
Oh, really? Okay. Bladders.
Yeah. And okay, it's my charge.
Yeah.
Now there have been times where I have actually where my phone basically says, "No, we're not going there." Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine like where an older person or somebody who's completely blind. Thankfully, I'm not, but it's like when it says, "Oh, we'll send you a code." And then they say, "Do you want it in your email or it's just sent to text?"
Right.
I always say text because email is just simply having to go all the way back around, and it's just simply a pain in the neck.
Well, see, I'm the opposite. I don't have any way to do text. It's got to be email, but more and more systems don't give me the option.
Yeah, I understand about like the where they say, "Oh, the digital thing, like grocery stores and that sort of thing." To me, it just helps me like stretch my dollars. Even though I can understand, like I've been in line where there's been an older person who just simply they like depend on somebody else to try to help them, some family member. Sometimes that family member's already overwhelmed. They're like dealing with older person, younger people, so they're like sandwich.
Well, there you have
it. And that's sad. And now, and really now the saddest part. Okay,
I got 20 seconds. Got to be 20 seconds quick.
Okay, grocery stores. I can okay, but the restaurants, the fast food restaurants, that's insane. Where they basically say you got to have the app.
No.
I don't do that.
No. You just tell them with an expletive no. Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so that's where we. Yeah, I'm just like a drunken sailor when I hit that. 888-876-5593. Your call's coming up next hour right here on WGN Radio.
Just you. Know why you and I will by and by no true love wise. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Of course, that's Buddy Holly. And Jim in Richmond said, play Buddy Holly you like. And I like that one better than any of the others. It was recorded in his last recording session, which was October of 1958. It was not released. And then posthumously, they put it on an album in 1960, Buddy Holly Story, Volume 2. And it basically did nothing because, of course, it wasn't released as a single. It was in Great Britain, and it got to number 25. In 1963, it was finally released as a single and did absolutely nothing. But probably for American fans, the first time they heard that song was 1965 when Peter and Gordon covered it and got to number 2 in the UK and top 20 in the States. So that's the deal. But a lot of great versions of that. I know John and I will argue he likes Mickey Gilley's 1980 version, which is also very nice. But I like that. October of 58 recording session. But yeah, so 1963 on Coral, it is a B-side. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Frank is in Lyle. Welcome to WGN Radio. You with me, Frank? Frank has left me. All right, well, Frank, call me back sometime, and I'll look forward to it. Let's see if Donna has abandoned me as well. Donna in Oak Lawn, are you there? Yeah, Donna's gone, too. I tell you, I'm just too long-winded for my own good. Mark in Aurora, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, good evening. I thought I would tell you some good stories of doctors, although, in contrast, I will briefly tell you a couple of bad ones. A couple of bad ones consisted basically of being condescending and using medical jargon that I wouldn't necessarily have understood. And one of the doctors was especially complacent in his condescension. And what he lacked in his knowledge was a sensitivity to how things would look to the patient.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, maybe he knew that nothing was wrong, but the patient, in this case me, and my father at the time did not know that nothing was wrong. But in contrast, there was another doctor. This was an eye doctor also at the Wheaton Eye Clinic. His name David Geezer. He made a joke once. He said, well, in this clinic, you're dealing with the old geezers and the young geezers.
All right.
And he said, sometimes one little gesture can make all the difference, because when he knew that he had to poke my right eyeball with Novocaine that would hurt,
right.
he said, oh, sorry. And when he decided that he had to remove my right eye, he said, you know, I'm really sorry about having to do this, but I just don't see any alternative at this point. Your swelling and hemorrhaging are not getting any better.
Yeah.
And the empathy in his voice told the whole story. And then there was a doctor from my boyhood, Dr. Joe Atzenfratz, and we called him Joe. And he did smoke, but it's funny how his cigarette smoke became a part of the hominess in his office. This was a small town, and I'll never forget something he said, which I didn't understand until years later. He told, I think it was my father or my mother, you know, if we don't do something about this, things are going to fry up there. And what he meant was that my testicles weren't hanging down.
Oh my God!
And they would get too hot, you know, up inside of me if they didn't come down. Yeah. So that was why my father took me through a hot bath and so forth, and we tried to see if they would come down. And fortunately, I got over that when I got older.
Uh-huh.
And then.
A couple of
other doctors. One was a cardiologist that I'm sorry I no longer have anymore, but I got switched. He not only had a sense of humor, which was reflected in a remark one day. He said, "Well, another way to avoid a heart attack is to do something about that Joey you've got." And what he meant by my Joey was the gut hanging out over my belt. He said, you got to do something about that Joey. But I was prompted to call because of his way of doing medical records.
Mm-hmm.
What he would do is he would turn on his computer and he would say, okay, now we're going to do a report on the appointment we've done today. And when I'm done dictating it into the computer, I'm going to have you tell me if you want to change anything about it or correct anything about it. And so he would do it. And I never did find that I wanted to correct anything. But by doing it this way, he was building rapport with the patient. He was saying, okay, I'm doing this report right in front of you, and I want you to tell me what's wrong with it when I'm done with it, if there is anything wrong. And, you know, there never was.
Okay.
And one day he had laryngitis, and I thought, boy, this is just part of what makes him so touchingly human. He's been working so hard that he's losing his voice. And then... My primary care physician, oh, she is good. I even told one of her colleagues once that this is a woman that her fellow high school students were probably jealous of because she's both pretty and very bright.
Mm.
And somehow when she works at that computer and puts your information in, you can just feel diligence in the movement of her fingertips and the questions that she asks. And one day I asked her, well, what usually causes a heart attack? And he said, well, I'm afraid it's usually diet. And the way she said it did not come across like, if you wouldn't eat like a pig, this wouldn't happen to you.
Right.
It came across like, well, you know, look at your diet and see what you find out. And I just thought that was really neat. And so I have had some good experiences with
that's great.
Believe it or not.
No, that's wonderful. And yeah, there are some good ones out there, but the way the system is now, for the most part, you're lucky when you wind up in that situation. And that's great.
I get the impression that some doctors feel harried by paperwork and the clock.
They do. And the amount of patients they have to see to make ends meet.
And they hate it.
Yes. And a lot of them leave the field. Some of the best, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to say, that if you ever get treated badly by a doctor, it's not always their fault.
Well, understood, but when you're sitting there with what you consider to be, a life-threatening problem and they're dismissing it, you know, you don't have time for too much empathy. You need somebody to help you.
Yeah, I think that Dr. Joe, in his very earthy way, was pretty tactful about my testicles.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Good to hear from you.
I was still a kid of single-digit age.
Well, of course. No, I know this wasn't happening when you were in your 30s. Yeah,
but he was sitting there thinking, boy, if these don't come out, he's not going to be able to have any children.
Yeah, well.
You know, and I didn't see until years later what he was talking about.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
good deal.
So some good anecdotes about doctors for you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
You too. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, it's hunting season, as you know, in many places. In Arizona, it's bear season, and, you know, I have a weakness for bears. That's why the discussion to me isn't if you should bear arms. It's how can we arm bears. I think it just needs to be done. But it's the only thing I have a real weakness for. But nonetheless, many people with a lot of money decide that's the time to go on a hunt. I can't wait to tell you this posthumous story from a wealthy real estate mogul in Texas. Oh, yeah. All coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that was Jim from Richmond's second request. He said, I want to hear some Little Richard. Well, I don't think he was expecting that, but he got it. Every Hour, 1951 on RCA. Yeah. All right. So we've got Linda in Richmond Park. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm fine. I don't want to talk for a few minutes because I know your time is getting short. But I just wondered that Jim, I think he called and he wanted me to make sure to go to Stroger's Hospital.
Yeah.
If he had to come up here and take me. But I just wanted to let him know that I appreciate his thoughts. I really do. But that hospital is for people that basically don't have any insurance and they have a lot of gunshot victims. And they don't need me in there taking up space. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Where somebody could have a hospital bed. So, like I said, God is taking care of me, and I'm not going to worry about it. And I don't want him to worry. I don't want him to cry because God got it under all control. I want him to be strong and quit crying, trusting God.
All right.
Because, you know, he needs to do that, you know, trusting God and just stand there and wait on the Lord. So I'm not trying to get all just show into a Christian program. But I don't want to hear him cry. Tell him, don't cry and take run with my hand going to Stroger. Just pray for me, and I pray for him, and I have faith.
All right. Well, you just did, because he's up next, so I know he heard every word.
Yeah, let him know to have faith and quit crying. I don't want to hear him cry. God told us not to cry. Just stand and have faith.
All right,
and I want to thank you for all the wonderful things you've done. I'm praying for him and this poor lady that her man was just running like a racetrack, the last lady you talked to last night.
Yeah.
I pray for her, and I want her to know that she can rest. If she can't get any rest, tell her to play some of James Cleveland's music.
There you are.
She'll, should be able to rest listening to James Cleveland.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. So 888-876-5593 does take us to Jim in Richmond. All right, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Rally. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yeah.
And Linda, I pray for you, too.
All right.
But you had a caller talking about something about losing his eye, and then my Wi-Fi went out, and I spent 10 minutes trying to get it to work. I didn't get to hear what he was saying.
Oh, no, that was Mark, and it happened many, many years ago, but he was talking about doctors with compassion and doctors without them.
Right.
So that was the discussion, but it wasn't anything current.
Oh, okay, because I got so mad at my Wi-Fi because I had to reboot it. I just want to say that I'm trying to help everybody.
All right. Well, no crying.
I'm not crying. Right. I'm just telling you what I want.
All right.
And I go Tuesday for my surgery and Wednesday for my follow-up, so...
Well,
I'll
good.
Let you know what happens then.
Well, we'll be praying for you Tuesday, and I will not expect to hear from you Tuesday night, but hopefully Wednesday night we'll get a full report.
Right, and then I'm praying for Linda, too.
All right, good deal. Thanks,
okay.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. All right, so there you have that. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh, taking us to Chris. And Chris is in South Carolina. What's going on tonight, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, Raleigh?
Can't complain. What's happening?
Not so much, but before I get to my topic, you know Sea Crane is up their prices on their radios and their accessories.
Well, and you know why. There are tariffs now.
You think it's going to go up to $1 million because of these tariffs?
No, I don't. No, it's not going to go up to $1 million. And, you know, having much more of a discussion on that is going to be political, so we'll avoid that. But, expect some at least short-term pain. And if all goes well, maybe longer-term employment. We will see.
Yeah. And my next thing... you know, like on my local AM station, CRS,
right.
On Saturday morning, they play old songs like on Saturday mornings called Trash and Treasures. Can you play like old songs like from the 1910s and stuff, even if it depresses you?
No, it's not that it depresses me. That stuff usually is terrible quality stuff. A lot of that was on cylinders and things like that. But depends. What in particular do you want to hear?
Like I give you the big band song.
Well, big band is after 1910. But what you got? You tell me what you want to hear, and I'll find it.
A Tea for Two by.
Oh, okay.
By Marion Harris.
All right. All right.
I think that's from the 1910s, and the one that. She plays on there, you know, Vera Lynn, We'll Meet Again, and Stormy Weather-Lena Horne.
Yeah.
When she plays that, I hate to say it, makes me want to destroy my rail. That's what got me.
Oh, man.
That idea the rail won't turn off.
Well, we'll avoid that. So, T for Two, Marion Lewis, it is.
Yeah, not too depressing.
All right.
It'll give me for my Saturday morning so I can be ready for whatever Ella plays.
Yeah. Yeah, so they do an entire Saturday morning of music from the 1910s, huh?
Sometimes, but not all the time. But they do a mix, like a variety.
All right. Well, it must be working for them.
Yeah, and I'll do my WCRS scoreboard as well when football season kicks off.
Okay. All right. Well, we're counting on that, and you will hear Marion and T for Two.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Have a good weekend, and Linda, I'll be praying for you and the guy that called after.
Jim.
Keep hope alive.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. Got another half hour to talk to you, so I hope you'll call 888-876-5593. Check out the news right now on WGN Radio.
My own, darling, this place is. is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chase is a norm. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress a stream. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in my dream. Picture me upon your knee, just me for you and you for me, just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. Day will break and I'll awake and thought to bake a sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Marion Harris, and she was quite the singer, and really controversial in her day, 1910s and 1920s. That actually was from a play, No No Nanette, and it was the Chicago run, the pre-Broadway run, when she did that song, and That was tea for two. But what was controversial about her was that she loved blues and she sang blues. And a lot of people who were fans had no idea she was white. And I'll tell you, some of the labels like Victor, there's no, this just isn't going to work. And so she left them. And when they prevented her from recording St. Louis Blues, she joined Columbia and did record it. And but that was the line on her where she sang the blues so well. Everyone thought she was quote unquote colored. And so she was somewhat mystified by it. You do what you do best, what comes naturally. So I just naturally started singing Southern dialect songs and modern blues songs. And so there you have it. And she, like I say, 1910s and 1920s. By the early 30s, she was on the radio doing a few things, and it was not the same as far as that goes. She wound up later getting married and all that kind of stuff. Died in 1944. It was a fire that fell asleep because she fell asleep and was smoking in bed, so that was the deal there. But yeah, it was really the tens and twenties when Marion was just the rage. All right, so. 888-876-5593. Stacy is in Algonquin. What's up, Stacy?
Hello, Raleigh. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Well, a couple of days ago, you know, sometimes I'm always up late. So I thought I heard it was screaming, a man screaming.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I thought, oh, maybe somebody's having a nightmare. So I went by the door, and it was coming from my neighbor across the way, Mike.
Whoa.
So I called BB down at the front desk, and I said, you better come up and open up Mike's door.
Yeah.
So she opened up Mike's door, and he was laying on the bathroom floor. He broke his hip.
Ooh. Wow.
And I was the only one. You know, nobody else was up.
Right, and no one could hear him probably. You were right across the hall, and you heard him, and you were awake. And so hopefully he got the surgery and is doing okay.
I hope so, because they got the paramedics right away.
Right.
And, oh, was he in terrible pain.
Of course. Yes. Yes.
So I was there at the right time.
Good. Well, so, the Lord put you in the right place at the right time to help Mike.
I know. I stay up late for reasons.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely true.
Yeah. So, and I just wanted to tell you and John, have a wonderful weekend. Everybody have a fabulous weekend. Everybody has my well wishes and all of my blessings to stay well.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye, Raleigh. Thank you.
Yeah, so before we get to Tubby, I wanted to tell you about this this millionaire. And, yeah, I'm not 100% sure how I feel about it. I have no problem with hunting, unless you're hunting bears, of course. Then I'm upset because I'm rooting for the bears. But other than that, you have a lot of people have a lot of money, and they like to do hunts. And so we have a wealthy real estate mogul from Texas. And so he goes to South Africa. He's 52 years old, and he goes on a hunting expedition. And he is tracking a 1.3-ton Cape buffalo. Oh, you know what's coming, right? The buffalo wasn't injured, but unfortunately the buffalo charged at the hunter, Asher Watkins was his name, and killed him. Immediately, pretty much. And the company that arranges the hunts was devastated. Yeah, they probably got insurance issues now, too. But Watkins was accompanied by a professional hunter and a tracker. And, unfortunately, his mom and stepfather and brother were all waiting for him at a safari lodge when the incident occurred. And so it is that, I guess that's Buffalo 1, Watkins 0. Yeah, this will happen. And so apparently Watkins was a member of the Dallas Safari Club. I'm not exactly sure what safaris they have in Dallas, but I guess they go overseas. Watkins was enthusiastic about it, sharing his hunting exploits on vacations and social media platforms. And as I mentioned, the 1.3-ton bison is just fine. All right. So, Cape buffaloes are known to be like 5.5 feet tall at the shoulder and over a ton. And from their description, they're notoriously bad-tempered, particularly when injured. And they often travel in herds of 500. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? Yeah. All right, well, not only is it possible, it did. So I was just listening to the news there and about Kelly Clarkson, and sad her ex-husband has died. But, you know, I look at this and I say, she can't be that upset. Now, why would I say this? Well, they divorced in 2022. It was final, I think, and she was ordered to pay him $116,000 a month plus a net payout of $1.326 million. And the $116,000 expired in January of 24. Of course, the $1.326 million was just an outright payout, and $45,000 in child support. So I would say, yeah, maybe on some level there's some sadness, but when I heard that, I had to look at that and say, come on, it's got to be a relief. All right, so 888-876-5593. Carol, a first-time caller in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
I am, but not a first-time listener.
Ah,
I just
you.
Wanted to... been listening for quite a while. But you know what? I just have this feeling in my heart to tell you that you also have a feeling in your heart to listen to everybody and to play music from all eras and venues. I had a mother-in-law who was, my husband was a Change of Life baby. She was much older. So she taught me so many old songs back in the day that they used to play around with.
Yeah.
When she was born in 1915.
Okay.
And I still have my father with me. He's 101.
Wow.
Born in 24. So I grew up listening to a lot of, well, Plaster 78s, don't drop them, for God's sake.
Exactly, yes,
they
shellac.
They splatter all yes. over the floor, and my yeah. poor mother would cry her eyes out.
Yes.
You know, and then I also, I'm a baby boomer and listen to the Beatles and rock and roll, and I've just moved right along. And I've enjoyed your show for so long because you have no barrier of the music. From whenever music
yeah.
started, as you just played Cylinders and talked about all of this and that, and I thought, you know what, this gal really has a heart for everybody's heart that enjoys music. And I just wanted to let you know that that's a fantastic thing. Thank you.
Well, that's so nice of you, Carol, and I hope you're going to call me again.
Well, I just might someday.
I'll count on it.
Know.
Yeah, I can use all the calls I can get, and you sound like a delight. So definitely do it, and thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay. I'm enjoying your show.
Appreciate it. All right. So good to meet Carol. So 888-876-5593. Tubby in Chicago. What's up tonight, Tubby?
You're not a man, but they say you're the man. You're the man. Anyway, you hit it with the four top man. The other night you first did the Marvin Gaye. Oh my gosh, yeah. You took me there. Then you played that four top. I haven't heard that song.
Oh,
in so
man,
long.
Ask the Lonely. It was the best record, and you never hear it anymore.
You do not hear it, and that's why I miss about what's his name, Herb Kent.
Yes.
Every Saturday. Herb Kent, the cool gent.
Right, right. He'd play the Dusties. Yes, I loved Herb Kent.
But, see, that's why I used to like recording, because, you know, usually an album would come out and that'd be a big hit. But oftentimes, the rest of the album was, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It was them, but, so that's how I got into the thing of when the radio pushing them buttons, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I got to the point where I started putting stars on some of my cassettes. I got some with stars on them. I said, oh, this is a good one right here.
Yeah.
But, and Arthur Price, man, I ain't heard that man's name in ages.
Well, I figured when you wanted to hear the very thought of you, Arthur would be a good choice.
That was a good choice. I got two requests for him.
Okay.
So I got two requests. But look, before I say that, I want Linda to know that I'm on the same page that she is, okay? Because when she said, I've been thinking about her pretty much all day. And it was interesting. I went out to eat for breakfast. My neighbor gave me some money. We passed like 20 and 40 back and forth when we have extra, right?
Sure.
We don't keep track. So I went to this place. These people were sitting out in front of this restaurant up on Clark. I said, ooh, and somebody said, oh, they got really good food. And then I asked the guy who was taking, you know, seating them. I said, what's the deal? He said they got a hold of it on TikTok. They had excellent service, but they got all these crazy waffles and chicken dishes. Anyway, it was very good. I wanted ham and eggs.
Good.
And I usually can't afford to go out and have, you know, for breakfast, have ham and eggs. But anyway, he was asking me, they were sitting next to me, and they were from Hyde Park. I guess that was his daughter. And he said about medical school. And he was asking me what. I said, I can't compare Loyola Loyola to.
Northwestern?
The one in Maywood.
Okay, Maywood. All right.
Anyway, I'll tell you in a second. You know me. I think of it in a minute. But I said, don't put me on the spot like that, because you need to find out who's on the board of directors. You know, you need to check that out. Some people are just on board of directors, have their name to say that they were on the board of directors or someplace. And I said, you know, nowadays, it's not all just medicine. It's economics. It's power plays. You know, people favors. I said, I really can't say one school over the other. I said, the reason I said Loyola is because I know they seem to take a human interest on another level for their students. But when it comes to medicine, okay, so after that conversation, okay, now where was I going with this? I'll tell you in a second. Okay, I want to tell you the records while I'm trying to think of
okay, what you got.
When I first called you, now I'll see if I can think of this. My head be so busy, Riley, all day. I work on trying not to have my head so busy. I asked for, I am beat up.
No.
But anyway, I always call because I just want y'all to know that it is a blessing to have this kind of situation where them just calling and Jim and James and everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And they're about these situations. And oftentimes, like I said, when I first started listening to you, you know, some people are really all alone. And I really feel it's exclusive, like a family friend. I said, if I ain't got nothing else besides God, I said, I got really, I'm blessed with some really good people in my life. I said, I come home, I got something to look forward to do, and I think people should have hobbies. Okay, shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think these days come out, my life. I had a really nice busy day, though, and I'll think, oh, If you just think of the first two songs I asked for, oh, God. This is, you know, just like every time, everything. Y'all out there in Radio Land, please forgive me. It's not like I'm crazy, but I just, I have a happy time as I go along. But I do remember this. I want to remind everybody what Eleanor Roosevelt said. You must do the thing. This is what I was thinking about. What's his name? And trying to manage his iPhone.
Yeah.
You must do the things that you think you cannot do. I think that's one of the best quotes I've ever heard, okay? And then going along with yesterday, the bully and all that stuff, the other one is don't freeze. Okay, I got one of my little quick stories. McClellan, I think he was under Lincoln, Civil War. But anyway, he was a strategist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he had all this stuff laid out. But when it was time to take care of business, he had everything figured out, but he froze.
Yeah.
So my pastor says, when you come and when you're in a situation and you're about to, you know, reach that moment, don't freeze.
There you go. All right. When you think of the requests, call me back.
I love y'all.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So we'll pick it up with Tommy and Hammond here in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Only a few minutes left. We'll forego the bumper. We'll talk to Tommy in Chicago. How are you, Tommy?
Riley, how are you? I'm okay.
Good.
Good to hear you.
Yeah, likewise.
Great day tonight. Yeah.
Thank you.
I woke up. I took a little nap in between, and I woke up at the Metropolitan Theater.
Ah, all right.
That was great. It was. You said the title was Act Naturally?
Yes, I don't know. I guess.
That was, you played a song like from the 20s or 30s?
Yeah, that was actually T for Two.
T for Two, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob. I missed my Monday night call-in, so I told John I wanted to say hello to you and hey, and thank you for your show.
Oh, absolutely, and I hope you're going to call me next Monday.
I hope so. I'm gonna get myself together and do that.
All right, I'm looking forward to it, and thanks for checking in.
Yeah, thanks for that new caller, Carol.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hopefully she'll call back.
All right.
Have thanks.
A great weekend, Robin.
Talk to you Monday,
John.
Tommy.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye. All right. So good deal. Good that Tommy checked in. Now let's see. Tommy called back. You must know your requests. So what are they?
Love letters straight from your heart.
Oh,
and a difference a day makes, and you know which ones to play.
Yes, absolutely. All right, a little Keddie Lester action, and a difference a day makes. You betcha. We'll do it.
Thank you, darling.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
All right, and if we're going to close it out. We don't have a lot of time, but we'll start the conversation now, probably finish it next week. Karen is in Chicago. Karen, welcome to WGN.
Hi. I was listening to Fran talking about getting those computer things from the medical office. Well, the first one I ever got was my Amiga. And I said, okay, I don't know what to do with this. So I took it to my instructor at the lighthouse, and he tried to help me. And he said, you know what? He said, I don't think that these things work very well with VoiceOver.
Right.
And he thinks that was a problem. So when I go to the doctor, I tell him right off, now, if you're going to put me on one of them things, don't even think about it because I can't read it. If you want me to come in early, if you have to fill something out, that's fine. I'll come in early. But don't expect me to fill anything out on that.
Absolutely.
And all my doctors have been really great about it, and they have helped me out.
Good, good. You've ended the show. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Karen.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, absolutely. Be forceful. We thank Brett for keeping us on the air and John for screening your call. But above all, I thank all of you who called. Next live show is Monday night. Tomorrow's a replay of Monday Night Trivia. I don't know if there's a straggler or not. I guess we'll find out together. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.